Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our guest today is someone who really needs no introduction, but we're so honored to have her with us today. Cheryl Pepsi Riley is someone who's been really, I think, having fans for many years. She's here to talk to us not only about her own journey in music, of course, she's also celebrating almost 10 years working with Tyler Perry and his productions, and we also have today my special guest co-host, Gail Ambos, here to talk a little bit more about the fashion side of things. But Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, as I said, you're celebrating one of the big things that's happening for you this year, of course, is celebrating 10 years in working with Tyler Perry and his productions, the newest being Madea Gets a Job. You know, Cheryl, you and I were talking a little bit before we went live, and one thing that I thought was so fascinating about your story is that regardless of who you're working with or what you're doing, it seems like you're just happy doing your music. What has that been like for you to just really do what you love?
Well, I am blessed beyond blessed. I always look at different situations and we're surrounded by people who are doing things that they don't love, but they have to pay the bills,
right,
which is totally understandable. And so for me to be able to use a God-given gift to be able to provide for my family is totally a blessing, and it doesn't feel like work. And as you go farther in your career and you realize that this gift has been given to you, mm-hmm, so that you fulfill your purpose on earth, that is an even bigger blessing. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And Cheryl, what is so fascinating about you, and I think what a great example you set in this, is that you are able to be a part of a production, a group of people, but when Cheryl opens her mouth, you stand out. You know, talk about that part, being comfortable with who you are and being able to share that regardless of who you're sharing the stage with.
Well, I think it is, you know, I always say I do a thing called Black Velvet Mondays in New York, and it is a forum for me to drop certain jewels, if you will, to just give information on things that I learned. Some things the hard way that nobody told me. And part of that was just being able to find what your gift is, what your thing is. And so, and then being able to use that and knowing that God makes no mistakes and I make no apologies for always referring to God, because I know that I'm here because of him and able to do what I do because of him. And so, you know, my whole thing is, whenever you are comfortable in your skin, whenever you know that there's a purpose and that you've been given a gift, not just for the form of entertainment, but for this bigger purpose, mm-hmm, then you can stand with anyone, because
yeah,
you're not, the competition is with yourself, but not with anybody else. You know what I mean? To challenge
exactly
yourself to be the best you that you can be and the best vessel that you can be. So I could be on stage with Tyler Perry and be inspired,
right,
by his journey, and learn to dream bigger dreams for myself. But always, whenever it is my turn to do what I do, it is then about what God wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can do on any forum, on any stage, with anybody, whenever,
right,
you know who you are and whose you are and why you are.
Wow, that is powerful and so true. As I mentioned, my guest co-host, Gail Ambos, here. She's the host of Fashion Forward here on blogtalkradio.com. But, Gail, I'm going to turn Cheryl over to you.
Okay. Well, hello, Cheryl. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Gail. How are you?
I am doing good, and let me say, it definitely is an honor to have you here with us today. I come in on the fashion end of conversation, so my questions will tend to lead in the fashion, but depending upon how we go, I may have some other questions for you.
Sure.
So, what I would like to know is staying, you mentioned about staying true to yourself. So in staying true to yourself, excuse me, I'm sorry, how does your personal style speak to Cheryl Pepsi Riley and the Cheryl Pepsi Riley brand? Because when we see you now, you know, you're on the stage and you're dressed for whatever that play speaks, not for what Cheryl Pepsi Riley speaks.
Right, right. Well, I am what I call a little bit to the left sometimes. I'm one of those babies who likes to be comfortable.
Okay.
We want to be cute when we want to be cute. And but I've always been the high top Chuck Taylor kind of girl. And as I'm getting older, they're making my feet even flatter. So I've had to make some adjustments on that. But for a very long time, and even like on the project that I've been pushing, the current project, Let Me Be Me, and there's even a song called Let Me Be Me, and I talk about my high top Chuck Taylor. And so most of the time, people, especially in New York, would see me, and I'm in some jeans and some high top Chuck Taylors and some kind of funky top. And when I'm performing and doing my Cheryl Pepsi Riley shows, I tend to like things that are a little bit different than what everybody else is doing. I love a wonderful dress. I love, you know, some heels at some point. But I am a flat foot singer kind of girl. And so after a while, the heels even come off. Like I used to say, okay, I'm going to wear these shoes on stage because my mom would go fuss at me if I don't. And then they're coming off because I got to be flat foot and sing. And so my style can for the most part, go towards that. Of course, when there is a wonderful event or whatever, you know, I love to get things made because I'll see things, like I have a vision of a style, and it's not something I can just walk in the store or the mall and get.
Right.
I have a couple of friends who are designers, and sometimes, you know, we do that kind of stuff, but for instance, when I'm talking about the shows in New York, a lot of times they're in a nightclub, and that's like home base, and it's, you know, down in the basement where it's a nice dim light. I don't need to do all of that. I need to just have on my high top Chuck Taylor.
Right. Okay, so you are definitely a creature of comfort.
Yeah.
But you like to have that, your own personal style from time to time as well. Okay. That's good to know. That definitely means that you are being you. You have allowed yourself to be comfortable within your own skin, which some people just they can't do nowadays. Everybody is dressing to whatever the trend is at the moment.
And you know, trends go away. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And some trends are not for everybody.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Say that again.
So, you know, you really have to be in tune with who you are. And for me, like part of, you know, even in the shows, I'm gonna dress it up, and I'm not going to always have my high top Chuck Taylors on. Or, in, you know, if I'm doing a show of that nature. But with that being said, I know that I don't want to be thinking about my heels. Or like, okay, this is too high, and I can't get this. I can't focus on this song that I need to just get out because I want this song to be a blessing to somebody, to minister to somebody. I want somebody to relate to it. I don't want to be thinking about wardrobe malfunction or what if I fall or what if
The first time
I did Soul Train ever, and I tried, Gail, I tried. I wore my heels, and then by mid-song, the shoes were off. It is what it is. You got to know when you can and when you can't. I can't do it and think about it and hit notes, and I can't do it.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's definitely about knowing yourself and being comfortable within yourself. I do have one more question for you, if time will allow. And that is, this is off of the fashion end, but I really want to know, what is your greatest passion? Because sometimes our passions are outside of what we actually do.
Wow. That's not as easy a question to answer, because it's a few things. It all is in the realm of what I am doing now. I love the theater. I love being able to transform and get the immediate reaction from the audience that at least we're on the right path. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I love my music. I love to go in the studio and just, you know, for me, the music, because I'm an old school baby, sonically it has to be wonderful, of course, but it has to feel a way to me. It has to feel like something to me, so that can be translated to the person who purchases this music. I want you to feel something at the end of the day. So whether it is through the acting, or whether it's through the music or the songwriting or whatever, it's about the human connection. Like, I believe, you know how you have your song, you're like, ooh, that's my jam, because that song
right.
is whatever your situation is. That's the way I like to write. I like to write in stories. I like to act. I like to be in stories where, at the end of the day, the person on the other end is getting something from it, is feeling something from it. That's the biggest thing for me, and that's where my passion lies, and being able to connect.
Being able to connect. Okay, that is wonderful. Well, I'm going to turn you back over to the hands of Mr. Cyrus Webb. And Cheryl, just thank you again so much for being with us today. And I'm sure that we are going to hear even bigger and better things from you in the near future.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you for that, Gail. Speaking of music, Cheryl, one of the singles that I have really enjoyed of yours is one that I asked my producer to get ready for this segment. That is the single Come Over. We're going to let our listeners hear that in a moment. Talk to us about that song, because it's interesting that what you just said with Gail about feeling something. I really feel something with that song. Talk about that song and what it means for you.
Well, you know what? It's a very very sensual song. It's a song just about, just a grown woman wanting this grown man to come on over. And when we were doing the project, so many people, because there were projects in between now and Thanks to My Child, but many people aren't totally aware of the other music in my catalog. And most people know the plays, more so than they know those songs. So whenever you ask somebody about Cheryl Pepsi Riley, they know Thanks to My Child, and then they just think, okay, that's the lady that does baby song. Because most times they don't even know, they don't say Thanks to My Child. They go, you the one did that, it's baby song. That was you, right? So, I am grown, and that song, Thanks to My Child, was in 88, so here we are in 2012.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just wanted to, even with that project, Let Me Be Me, that song Come Over is on, it was, for me, like a year in the life of some woman, any woman, just, the I love you, I don't love you so much, you cheated, or I'm mad, or, all of that stuff, it covers all that stuff, it opens and closes this inspirational song, because that's where I come from, and that's what's important to me. But so Come Over is in the midst of that, story of that Let Me Be Me, and it is just this woman who is grown and in tune with what she needs, and she needs this man to come on over.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you are definitely one of those multifaceted artists, Cheryl, and this song, I think, shows another side of it. Here is Cheryl Pepsi Riley with Come Over. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Make sure you stay with us.
About you and then the phone rings. Our connection is so right. I'm feeling you, and so the answer's yes to anything you say, 'cause you got me feeling kinda sexy. Well, baby, I am ready for you, so won't you come over? I've been waiting for your call. Marvin Gaye, fantasizing about what you do. If I could just get you here, I know it would be very clear. Thinking of you keeps me in the mood.
With you?
I guess I'm still reeling after that crazy date.
I told you you're wasting your money on that dating service. What was that last one's name?
Richard.
Yeah, the one who asked for a loan after 2 weeks. And then there was Doug the crackhead.
Former crackhead.
Right, somebody put that crack pipe in his briefcase. Really, Cassandra?
In L. Reitha Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband, and she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com.
Visit MarriedInTheNickOfNine.com.
And we're back with our conversation with Miss Cheryl Pepsi Riley. She's been talking with us not only about her amazing journey, but of course a lot of people know she's been out on the road. Madea Gets a Job is the new production, of course, with Tyler Perry, marking almost 10 years that she's been involved in productions with him, but also, of course, pursuing her own career. You heard that single, Come Over, an amazing single that's available right now on iTunes. I got mine actually from Amazon.com. And Cheryl, you know, there's so much more to be looking forward to from you. What is next for you on this journey that you want our listeners to be knowing about?
Well, I am actually going to be releasing a new single next month, and I don't have the exact date yet, and it'll be released digitally on iTunes and Amazon and all those wonderful, wonderful outlets called I Need You to Know, and it's going to be another feel-good kind of thing, and it's great for the summer, and so I'm looking forward to that. And then I do this, which I mentioned earlier, Musicians and Singers Jam, because, like I said, I'm an old-school baby. I come from rehearsing in the basement, in somebody's mama's basement, you know, back in the days of a teenager in Brooklyn, New York,
right?
Till they kicked us out. And I wanted to have a forum and a place for musicians and singers to shed and to hone their craft, a safe place where, you know, again, our mantra is trust your gift. And I just give them information, things that people, like I said, didn't tell me back then, and I had to kind of learn my own way.
Yeah.
And we do that at a place called the Village Underground in New York. But you can also watch it on live on your computers and stream live every Monday. It's called Black Velvet Mondays, every Monday from 10 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. And you just go to www.thevillageunderground.com and just click on the tab for live music, and you can watch it. And we've been doing it for 5 years now. Myself and my band, Hot Chocolate, we kind of started off, and then we, you know, keep the party going with all these wonderful musicians and singers who come now from all over the world because
right.
they've watched it and they want to be a part of it. And, you know, we have people hashtag Black Velvet Mondays on Twitter, and we read the tweets live, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful fellowship. It really, really is. Where you get some good music, because my thing is real music. Real music will never go out of style. It just never goes out of style. It's just real, and if it comes from a real place.
I totally agree with you, Cheryl. And again, I want to remind our listeners of what Cheryl said there. I Need to Know is a single to be looking forward to. Again, it'll be available on iTunes and Amazon, and we'll keep you posted here on Conversations Live as well. Cheryl, again, you know, I think I speak from all of us here at the station and the online outlets, and we're saying, you know, congratulations on your career and for living your life on purpose and being able to share that with people the way that you are, because I think your very life story is an example of what's possible for all of us. So thank you so much for being with us today. I really do appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
No problem. And again, of course, you can always catch Cheryl online as well. She's on Twitter at Cheryl Pepsi is where you can find her. And Pepsi is P-E-P-S-I-I is where you can find her. And Cheryl, give out your website too. Let our listeners know how to keep up with you there as well.
My website is Cheryl Pepsi Riley, C-H-E-R-Y-L-P-E-P-S-I-I. Riley.com.
All right, very simple. CherylPepsiRiley.com. And Cheryl, again, continued success, and we'll definitely be staying in contact.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great day.
You do the same. Now, if you missed any part of our conversation with Cheryl, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Now, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's available already on both of those sites. Just go to my Facebook page or my Twitter page, and you'll be able to find the link. Click on it, and you can listen to the live stream completely for free. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys this afternoon. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.